I for isopraxis and identity. So what's isopraxis? This word, this technical term needs a little exposé, I think. One of the texts we're working with in Animal Dances is The Body We Care For by Vinciane Desprez, a Belgian philosopher and ethologist. So she's specialized in animal behavior. And in that text, she discusses a philosophical concept of becoming with through the phenomenon of isopraxis. One example she gives is how a rider and a horse relate to one another. Because a good rider and horse, they're attuned to each other to a point that the horse reads the muscles, literally like that, of the rider and the other way around. They even read one another's mind, they affect one another, they're attuned. So together they produce one common being, one common behavior, which is imaginary but also embodied. So isopraxis, their practices are at the same level. This doesn't mean that they become equal in political terms or that they lose their difference, no. It's just that they collaborate on a conscious and on a subconscious level in a very precise way. And this idea of reading muscles through just touching skin, really, or the idea to read one another's mind is close to Feldenkrais also in dance, where the mere thought of movement already produces or activates certain patterns in the body. So this phenomenon she discusses in Vinciane Desprez discusses in the widest sense as becoming with, becoming together in the vein of Deleuze and Guattari, but then more in a relational sense. And Donna Haraway would call this also becoming worldly. If you relate this to identity, because you wanted to talk about identity crisis, and I think it's good to take out the crisis, because that's perhaps a very modern approach to thinking about identity. Since Descartes, the mind-body split, keep the animal in us at bay, and so on, every threat of that disembodied autonomous self is discussed in terms of crisis. By introducing terms like isopraxis or becoming with, these contemporary philosophers try to attest to the fundamental relational character of human beings. So it's only through becoming with others, with other human beings, with animals, with the environment, that we become truly ourselves. So there is no way back from our being decentered. And it's also not a new age philosophy, not at all. So it's not that we're becoming one with the cosmos again. No, it's just an acknowledgement of our corporeality, our relationality, our being with, our being embedded in things. Of course, I don't know right now how to use the term isopraxis to extend it from, say, the relation between the rider and the horse to how we in our daily lives can actively relate to the environment. We do this anyway, because a lot of isopraxis happens on a subconscious level. But by explaining that concept, by giving it a name, it might also change our minds and our, perhaps, politics of relating to the environment. Yeah, that calls for a different identity beyond crisis, I'd say.